2 Samuel, chapter 13. And it came to pass after this, that Absalom the son of David had a beautiful sister, whose name was Tamar, and Amnon the son of David loved her. And Amnon was so distressed, that he became sick over his sister Tamar, for she was a virgin, and Amnon thought it improper for him to do anything to her. But Amnon had a friend, whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimeah David's brother, and Jonadab was a very subtle man. And he said unto him, Why are you, being the king's son, so haggard from day to day? Will you not tell me? And Amnon said unto him, I love Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister. And Jonadab said unto him, Lay you down on your bed, and pretend to be sick, and when your father comes to see you, say unto him, I pray you, let my sister Tamar come, and give me food, and prepare the food in my sight, that I may see it, and eat it from her hand. So Amnon lay down, and pretended to be sick, and when the king had come to see him, Amnon said unto the king, I pray you, let Tamar my sister come, and make me a couple of cakes in my sight, that I may eat from her hand. Then David sent home to Tamar, saying, Go now to your brother Amnon's house, and prepare him food. So Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house, and he was lying down. And she took flour, and kneaded it, and made cakes in his sight, and did bake the cakes. And she took a pan, and poured them out before him, but he refused to eat. And Amnon said, Send out all men from me. And they went out every man from him. And Amnon said unto Tamar, Bring the food into the chamber, that I may eat of your hand. And Tamar took the cakes which she had made, and brought them into the chamber to Amnon her brother. And when she had brought them unto him to eat, he took hold of her, and said unto her, Come lie with me, my sister. And she answered him, Nay, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing ought to be done in Israel, do not you this folly. And I, where shall I cause my shame to go? And as for you, you shall be as one of the fools in Israel. Now therefore, I pray you, speak unto the king, for he will not withhold me from you. However he would not hearken unto her voice, but, being stronger than she, forced her, and lay with her. Then Amnon hated her exceedingly, so that the hatred with which he hated her was greater than the love with which he had loved her. And Amnon said unto her, Arise, be gone. And she said unto him, There is no cause, this evil in sending me away is greater than the other that you did unto me. But he would not hearken unto her. Then he called a servant that ministered unto him, and said, Put now this woman out from me, and bolt the door after her. And she had a garment of many colors upon her, for with such robes were the king's daughters that were virgins dressed. Then his servant brought her out, and bolted the door after her. And Tamar put ashes on her head, and tore her garment of many colors that was on her, and laid her hand on her head, and went on crying. And Absalom her brother said unto her, Hath Amnon your brother been with you? But hold now your peace, my sister, he is your brother, regard not this thing. So Tamar remained desolate in her brother Absalom's house. But when King David heard of all these things, he was very angry. And Absalom spoke unto his brother Amnon neither good nor bad, for Absalom hated Amnon, because he had forced his sister Tamar. And it came to pass after 2 full years, that Absalom had sheep shearers in Baal-Hazor, which is beside Ephraim, and Absalom invited all the king's sons. And Absalom came to the king, and said, Behold now, your servant has sheep shearers, let the king, I beseech you, and his servants go with your servant. And the king said to Absalom, Nay, my son, let us not all now go, lest we be chargeable unto you. And he pressed him, however he would not go, but blessed him. Then said Absalom, If not, I pray you, let my brother Amnon go with us. And the king said unto him, Why should he go with you? But Absalom pressed him, that he let Amnon and all the king's sons go with him. Now Absalom had commanded his servants, saying, Mark you now when Amnon's heart is merry with wine, and when I say unto you, Strike Amnon, then kill him, fear not, have not I commanded you? Be courageous, and be valiant. And the servants of Absalom did unto Amnon as Absalom had commanded. Then all the king's sons arose, and every man got him up upon his mule, and fled. And it came to pass, while they were in the way, that tidings came to David, saying, Absalom has slain all the king's sons, and there is not one of them left. Then the king arose, and tore his garments, and lay on the earth, and all his servants stood by with their clothes torn. And Jonadab, the son of Shimea David's brother, answered and said, Let not my lord suppose that they have slain all the young men the king's sons, for Amnon only is dead, for by the command of Absalom this has been determined from the day that he forced his sister Tamar. Now therefore let not my lord the king take the thing to his heart, to think that all the king's sons are dead, for Amnon only is dead. But Absalom fled. And the young man that kept the watch lifted up his eyes, and looked, and, behold, there came many people by the way of the hillside behind him. And Jonadab said unto the king, Behold, the king's sons come, as your servant said, so it is. And it came to pass, as soon as he had made an end of speaking, that, behold, the king's sons came, and lifted up their voice and wept, and the king also and all his servants wept very bitterly. But Absalom fled, and went to Talmai, the son of Ammihud, king of Geshur. And David mourned for his son every day. So Absalom fled, and went to Geshur, and was there 3 years. And the soul of King David longed to go forth unto Absalom, for he was comforted concerning Amnon, seeing he was dead.